Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Smoke was seen rising into the sky over the Gaza Strip on Sunday as the Israel-Hamas war continued and explosions could be heard. Israeli forces pushed deeper into Gaza's southern city of Rafah on Sunday and battled Hamas in parts of the devastated north that the military said it had cleared months ago, but where militants have regrouped. Warnings continued against the growing offensive in Rafah, considered the last refuge in Gaza for more than a million civilians, as well as the last stronghold for Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel sent tanks into the northern Gaza Strip early on Sunday after a night of heavy aerial and ground bombardments, Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens reports.
Jabalia is the biggest of Gaza's eight historic refugee camps and is home to more than 100,000 people. Late on Saturday, Israel's military spokesperson Daniel Hagari said its forces operating in Jabalia were preventing Hamas from re-establishing its military capabilities there. Palestinians displaced for a second time attempted to set up tents there as Israel proceeds with its plan for a ground attack on Rafah. More families, estimated in the thousands, were leaving Rafah as Israel's military pressure intensified. Tank shells landed across the city as the army gave new evacuation orders, calling for Gazans to head to what it calls an expanded humanitarian area in Al-Mawasi.
Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens. Memorial Day is always a somber occasion in Israel, but it has taken on a profound and raw sadness coupled with percolating anger in the aftermath of October 7th. The solemn day begins at sundown on Sunday and is interrupted by Independence Day, which begins Monday evening. This is VOA News. Russia on Sunday blamed fragments of a falling Ukrainian missile for a deadly strike on an apartment building in Belgorod as Russian forces continue the capture of Ukrainian territory in the north. VOA's Arash Arvasadi has the story.
Russia's investigative committee, the country's top law enforcement agency, blamed the attack on fallout from a Russian intercepted missile fired from Ukraine. The news comes amid intensifying Russian airstrikes, paving the way for renewed ground attacks in the Kharkiv region. There, over the weekend, police say they evacuated more than 900 people to a nearby village. The head of the city's military administration called Russia a nation that destroys, adding that the roughly hour-long drive to Belgorod keeps Ukrainians living here in danger. Arash Arvasadi, VOA News.
Victims of the devastating floods in northern Afghanistan are burying the dead and looking for the loved ones still missing. The UN Food Agency estimates that unusually heavy seasonal rains have left more than 300 people dead and over 1,000 houses destroyed, most of them in a northern province, which bore the brunt of deluges on Friday. Aid group Save the Children said about 600,000 people, half of them children, have been severely impacted by the floods. The group said it sent a clinic on wheels with mobile health and child protection teams to support children and their families. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign event in the northeastern state of New Jersey on Saturday is said to have attracted up to 100,000 attendees. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Donald Trump taking a break from his hush money trial, campaigning at the Jersey Shore with what his team called a mega crowd.
As you know, I've come here from New York, where I'm being forced to endure a Biden show trial, all done by Biden.
And blasting the president.
The whole world is laughing at him. He's a fool. He's not a smart man. He never was.
Biden carried New Jersey in 2020. Trump wants to change that this time.
We're expanding the electoral map because we are going to officially play in the state of New Jersey. We're going to win the state of New Jersey.
I'm Julie Walker.
Crews are preparing to conduct a controlled demolition to break down the largest remaining span of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in the U.S. state of Maryland. The explosives are expected to be detonated on Sunday. The steel span crashed on March 26th. I'm Joe Ramsey.